Good afternoon, everyone. Mark is getting ready to read the second half of Mark 9. He's going to be reading Mark 9, 25 through 50 today. So we're actually going to be starting at verse 26 and down through the end of the chapter, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Said
26 through the end of the chapter.
And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting. And he departed thence and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know him. For he taught his disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered to the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and after he is killed he shall rise the third day. But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that you disputed among yourselves by the way? But they held their peace, for by the way they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and saith unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a child, and sat in the midst of them, and when he had take him in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth unto me, and whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. And John answered him, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followeth not us. We forbade him, because he followeth not us. Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against me is on our part. Okay. For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it's better for him than a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off, for it is better for thee enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. For their worm dieth not, and fire is not quenched. If thy foot offend thee, cut it off, it is better for thee to enter a halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, to the fire that shall never be quenched. Amen. Whether their worm dieth not, the father's okay. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell. For their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. For every one shall be salt with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salt with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost her saltness, wherewith will you yes? Have you solved in yourselves? Have peace one with another. Thank you. And thanks for letting me read my scripture. Let me read my scripture to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.